Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Deep into the earth I go. Deep into the earth I know. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand. Hold my hand, sister. Hold my hand.
Hello and welcome to the Womb-Centered Healing Podcast. I'm Sama Morningstar, and today I have an excerpt from a longer interview with Sarah Catherine, who had a wonderful interview with me for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit, in which she shares about how her womb-centered healing journey takes place in the forest through deep communion with Mother Gaia in the forest. And in this excerpt, she shares about how that came about and how that journey looks for her and has looked for her, and the benefits of going to ground in the forest. Enjoy.
Well, I guess the word embodiment is what comes to me first. I think I've heard people say that oftentimes before we get to the womb part of our healing journey, many of us have been on a healing journey for 10, 15 more years. So that was the case with me. Lots of spiritual journeying, lots of body focused healing. But I feel as if there was a time maybe began about 2 years ago where I kind of reached this threshold where it was time to really bring more of my soul essence into my embodiment, into my form, down into my womb. And I'm still, I would say when it comes to like ancient womb healing wisdom, I still feel like a beginner. But I'm very, I guess I'm just a curious and reverent beginner. And my introduction has been through the forest. That is how I would say that was my portal or gateway, to this tradition or lineage or pathway of womb centered healing. But to me, it was really just total surrender into the womb of Gaia, because of this dark night of the soul initiation that I happened to be going through. So I'd say that was my beginning, was just something in my soul or my being was like, ding, ding, time to embody more. We're going to take you through this underworld journey where I guess everything sort of came in at once, deeper lineage healing, some deeper activations, I'll say like twin flamey activations with members of my soul group that again, they activate that embodiment, and also they activate deep, deep core wounds. So I would say that was my gateway was just immense pain. I'll call it depression. But I don't even know really what that word means. I just know that I was led into the deepest level of my ancient feminine pain body and the pain body of my lineage. And for maybe 2 years, it was just like all the tools that I had, all the things that I had done previously kind of fell away and nothing really worked anymore. And it was just a time for me to be with myself and to learn how to love myself there and not I would say maybe over the last, previously to that time, I was definitely into more, I'll say masculine or patriarchal spiritual paths that were all about fixing or changing what I was experiencing and raising my frequency. But there came a time a few years ago where it was just like, nope, no more mentally using these tools to escape or to jump to different frequencies. It's time to include all the frequencies. Mm. And I would say that the forest is really what first helped me do that. Because I believe that the forest includes everything. The forest is wild and mysterious and dark and beautiful and kind and caring. And I like to really, in some ways, I feel like I'm just beginning my journey of womb-centered healing, and I feel really reverent to the teachers I have. But I know that my time spent deep in the forest, probably for about 2 years, I didn't really have much of a social life. I would just every day just go wander in nature, at least several hours a week, one day a week of deep journeying, and every day just getting in there.
So that is the excerpt of the interview, the full interview, in which we go much deeper into this discussion. And so if you would like to hear the full interview as well as the interviews that I did with 22 other women, including an interview that I had one of those women do with me to talk about my womb-centered healing journey, then please sign up for the Womb-Centered Healing Temple Opening Summit at wombcenteredhealing.com. And the opening ceremony, there'll be a live opening ceremony on the 31st of October 2018 at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So sign up to gain access to that opening ceremony, and there will be several other ceremonies and live bonus events going on during the 12-day or 13-day summit. So look forward to seeing you there. All right, take care.